We are very pleased to be catching up with the inimitable Cindy Miller this morning. Cindy is very well known in the restaurant circles, and she's been in the space since 1982, so she's definitely earned her stripes. But I always say it's not how long you've been at it that makes the differentiation, it's actually how well you do it. And Cindy definitely has an amazing track record when it comes to excellence. We know her from Gold Restaurant, and she's got a brand new service offering. Not so brand new because Spiced on the V&A waterfront launched in September last year. And it's our catch up with her to learn all about Spiced and the inspiration behind. Cindy, a warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. So great to be chatting to you again and with this wonderful new concept called Spiced.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you for having me back on your show. Yes, I didn't think that I had another restaurant in me. I always thought Gold would be my final child. But as Gold has grown so significantly over the last 18 years, I kind of had this concept in my head that I originally was planning to do on a beach in Zanzibar for various reasons.
How
We had an,
wonderful.
I know it is the most magnificent site, and we spent sort of 18 months looking at it. But anyway, it didn't happen. And then the waterfront approached us early 24 and said that they had the space and they needed a destination restaurant there because there's not foot traffic. And would we be interested? So I think it sort of was a culmination of having a concept in my head and already having worked on a spice-based restaurant that I said, yeah, let's do this. So Spiced with a Y was born, and we really, yeah, I think I had to change the concept slightly, obviously, because we are based in South Africa, not Zanzibar, but I had all these lovely spice stories and recipes, and really it started with the story of the discovery of the spice route around the Cape and the formation of the Cape Malay community and their stories and their food and their culture and history. So before I started the restaurant, I reached out to Firuza Abrams to ask her to join us. And she helped us with the menu. She was fabulously instrumental in putting together our current menu. She worked with our team on the spices, so they really got an understanding of spices and the uses of spices. And now she's running our cooking classes. So yes, it all came together.
How
It's,
phenomenal.
yeah, it was really, it's an exciting
It's inspired, and I can hear the passion and the inspiration behind. It really is quite special, and I can understand Zanzibar is the original concept because we've done that amazing tour, the spice tour, where you get to walk in the fields and touch and smell everything. So you now have to bring everything alive for us in a commercial space. And I'd love to hear how you were able to bring all those flavors and colors together within four walls.
It's a challenging space to work with because it was a box, it was a white box before we started. But I think that everybody who got involved with us in the beginning, from a lot of my team members from Gold, put in a lot of their passion and energy. We had a great design team as well. And I've enjoyed, I think maybe that's why you open restaurants, is because you are a frustrated decorator. Honestly, I think that's part of the nice bit about a restaurant is being able to decorate. So
Love it.
took me a few months to feel the space and then to put in the colors and the decor that was required. But it was a fun process. And then, I specialize in immersive experiences. I don't want to just run a restaurant that serves food and good wines and good service. For me, it has to tell a story. It has to be immersive. It has to be different. So when I was looking at the Cape Malay community and researching Cape Town, in the culture in the 70s and 80s, 90s. We lost so many good jazz musicians to overseas. And I thought it would be good to bring that back and to offer something very different. And our jazz bands do that every night. So that was a nice challenge, working with jazz musicians and trying to get them to understand what was in my head, what an evening needed to look like. And so we've actually at the moment got three really good bands, fabulous musicians. And I'm very proud that we are offering a space for jazz musicians to perform, and we offer live jazz 7 days a week. And of course, with the jazz at the end of the evening, very true to Gold Spirit, is a bit of a dancing, bit of the evening. For me, that's really important that you
Fantastic.
finish an
You
evening
leave on a
on a
high,
high.
absolutely.
Yes,
Now, I
yes.
know you said most restaurateurs are just frustrated interior designers in disguise, but you must remember that not all restaurants are like Gold and Spiced. So yours is exceptional. It's special in that it brings together all the senses, all the elements, the sensory aspect, with the drumming, the smell of the spices, and then the auditory with the jazz, and then of course the gastronomic journey you go on. So it is exceptional in that sense. And I mean, there isn't
Thank
anybody who comes to South Africa that I don't bring to Gold, because
you.
it is for me a definitive African experience. And
Thank you.
when I think back, my goodness, there are people that I brought there a decade ago, who now maybe are sending their kids to come and visit the country, and I bring them there too. So it's a generational experience, and everybody who comes there feels elated. So my question to you, Cindy, is, we've got the context of Gold, and we don't expect the same from Spiced, but how does Spiced resonate? Because you're used to having tourism groups. It's sort of the definitive experience. How is that working? I know it's early days, but how is that resonating?
I think it's resonating well in the market. I think my biggest competition is obviously Gold. So, Spiced works well as an overflow restaurant for people that we cannot accommodate at Gold. They know they're going to enjoy an immersive experience, and it's more South African and Cape Town based experience, but in a very modern African setting. So we have the same amount of energy and fun, but professionalism that we do at Gold, but it's a different experience in that it is not as wild and crazy as Gold. It's kind of a mature sister, if I can explain it like that. The jazz sets a tone. It sets a more mature tone, but there's still a huge amount of fun at the end of the evening. And I've just been really fortunate in attracting staff that are full of energy, full of passion, and who love the product as much as I do. And you can feel it. They're proud. They're proud to showcase their food, their culture, the music. So that is what comes across when you have an evening at Spiced, and you know that you get that at Gold already. So I think that's where we're lucky. We have staff that are absolutely committed to the experience.
No, that's just phenomenal. And I think that comes out in the service when we leave, completely immersed in the experience. Everything is seamless. And how fortunate to have Gold as a competitor. I hear they're pretty nice folk down there at Gold.
Yes, that's difficult competing against yourself, but I think my job is to ensure that we build Spiced up to the same brand and reputation that we have at Gold. And Spiced is our South African, Cape Town, Cape Malay experience. Gold is the African experience.
Yes. So for me, it feels like you've had this whole continent, and suddenly, with SPICE, you've just pin dropped the Western Cape, Cape Town, and it's wonderful. So, tell us about the space. Tell us exactly where you're located. How do we find you in this huge animal called the V&A Waterfront?
Well, I love the space. So when the Waterfront approached us and they said it's in the Silo District, I was very relieved because for me, we're not a mainstream restaurant in mainstream Waterfront, no disrespect. But the space that we occupy at the Silo District is a very creative space. I mean, it's the Zeitz Museum, it's Silo, it's the creative academies on either side of us. And I loved the space. I love the open space. I love looking onto the Silo building. It's inspirational. So we are situated behind the Silo Hotel under the Virgin Active. I feel guilty every day when I come to work, see all these people being energetic and healthy. And
That
yeah.
is the creme de la creme of Virgin Active. So you have to venture in there very soon. Apparently, they hand you hot towels.
Oh my word, I've been up there once and I was already so intimidated. I went back to my space downstairs and had a book sister. So that's where we are. We're under Virgin Active behind the Silo and behind Radisson Red. And we look out onto the lawns where they have some of the classical music and the car shows. So that's our view, which is just very special. Very special.
Now I love the location and how phenomenal to have all that parking, Cindy, because we fight for parking when we come for gold, come to gold.
I've gone from zero to hero. Yes, park.
Yes, so my parking fairy Matilda is very happy to hear that you have all this parking available.
You have all the underground expensive parking. Yes.
Yes, amazing. So I see that you do some dining experiences. What does that entail?
I'm not sure about the dining experiences. We have a private room, so a little private 12-seater room. Which I haven't started yet, but we can do a chef's table in there and we can do an immersive spice experience in that space as well. So
Phenomenal.
I haven't finalized that concept yet, but I built this private room to be able to do that. So at the moment, the model agency is using it as a boardroom, and again, it's very intimidating, and I run to my cook sisters when all the models come in. So,
I would not
but
be able to live with that pressure, Cindy. You have stronger metal than I am.
what? When you're in, for me, it's all about my community. So, whether it's the Greenpoint community or whether it's now the Silo community, I like to get to know my neighbors and I like to be neighborly. So, they're using this room as their sort of boardroom during the day. So, and it's fine. I love being able to open the restaurant up to other things as well. But
Fantastic.
eventually we
Yes.
will be offering more private dinners with the whole spice experience talk. So it is about the history of the discovery of the spice route and all the spices, because every spice has got such an interesting story. And
Absolutely.
I love sharing that, and I love getting people to open up about spices because not many people are comfortable using exotic spices. Because for
People
some,
are often intimidated by spices, hey?
yes. So part of our responsibility is to showcase spices and how you can use it, and spice mixtures, and what is the best way to use a spice. So we do that in our cooking classes, which we're going to get to now, but I want to be able to do that as a special dinner.
Wonderful. So I'm a spice girl myself, hey? And I
Sure.
love to cook. And I would roast it and grind it right there before I cook. But one of my greatest sadnesses is that Crabtree and Evelyn used to have a range of body butters and lotions and body washes called Cardamom. And they discontinued it. And I've never recovered from that because
Oh,
my favorite spice is cardamom and
cardamom.
saffron.
There we go.
because there's nothing as comforting as the smell of cardamom, whether it is in a biryani or when you're making some delicious soji. And I actually now add it to my aqueous cream so that I get the smell of cardamom in my lotion. I blitz it.
Interesting.
I blitz it because I miss that so much. It's not quite the same. I've tried using cardamom essence, but it is very synthetic smelling. So I create a little powder and I mix it, and at least it smells great for me.
Oh, nice. We have a range in our shop that we call waxies, and they are to hang in your cupboard. They were the most popular item in our shop, and when you pop in one day, just come and have a look. We're getting a new batch quite soon, and she makes them from fresh spices, and they are absolutely extraordinary. And I want her to make them into soaps and lotions because she really just makes them organically and authentically. So these little waxies from cardamom flavor to orange and ginger and cinnamon, absolutely wonderful range.
I will have to come and check it out, Cindy.
Good.
So
And
now tell us about cooking classes, because
okay.
every corporate wants to book a cooking class, and I know I have one with the Institute of Directors coming up at Food Jams as an experience in early March. So I'm sure you're inundated with requests, but please tell us what that entails.
So our cooking class we've packaged. We do a introduction to the Cape Malay community, the history, culture, and food. So Feruza hosts these cooking classes, and as you know, she is the doyen for me of the history, the way she tells those stories, her immersive experiences, and just her sharing, the way that she shares the stories. I fell in love with her the first morning that I met her. And she'll take our guests through that history while talking about the spices, introducing them to the very specific Malay spice mixtures and how they're made and when they are used. So we do that in our shop area where all our spices are on display. She also talks about turmeric milk and how to make it's a very healthy drink with
Oh,
turmeric, and your
yes.
cardamom goes in there as well, and star anise, and how to make it. And it's so easy. You can make it at home every morning if you needed to, or every evening. So we also talk about pickling. You know, pickling is so easy and healthy, and you can make it in advance and keep it in your fridge. So we show our guests how to make an easy, simple pickle. And then Veruza shows them how to make a Cape Malay samosa, which is different to our North African samosas, the way that we fold it. And everybody has an opportunity. They get their own samosa pastry and fillings, and then they make their own samosas. And when we're finished with samosas, we take them into our kitchen, we introduce them to our chefs, and they get to fry their own samosas, because frying samosa is not, it's not just chuck it into the oil. It's very specific temperature, very specific level of oil. And after that, we have a feasted lunch with all the spices that we have spoken about. We have during lunch, even our dessert at the moment, I think, is ice cream. Cardamom infused ice cream. There's your cardamom again, Janet. You and I with our apron.
Oh, yay.
And then we have their drinks included in the package. Aprons are included, spice mixtures that you get to take home. So that's what we're offering for our cooking experience, and it's fun. We've built a special space in the restaurant specifically to do
How
the.
phenomenal. And I'm so relieved to hear you say the word fry and not air fry, because samosas are anathema to the soul if air fried. No one can convince me otherwise.
No, you're right. You know, I love my air fryer. I'm not going to knock my air fryer, but certain things you cannot do in an air fryer, period. No.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to quote you on that as the authority. I agree. I also love my air fryer, but you can't do samosas in them. So,
No.
Cindy, this gives us a wonderful overview of what we can expect from Spiced. Sounds amazing. Great location, loads of parking, easily accessible in the Silo precinct. And of course, all of these offerings, dinner, the cooking experience, the demonstration, and the narrative behind food and food ways of communities are actually insights into the heartbeat of a community. So I'm so happy that the Cape Malay community is represented well and responsibly. And you're doing that, and it's phenomenal. So thank you for that. And we are looking forward to our experience at Spiced. And I'm sure our listeners' interests are also piqued. We're always looking for new things to do, and we're so spoilt in the Western Cape to be able to have choices. So Spiced is definitely on our list of things to do. Before we say goodbye to you, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners regarding Spiced?
Well, firstly, thank you, Janet, for your enthusiasm and for your support. It's really appreciated. And secondly, I think
Awesome.
we are often surprised because South Africans don't celebrate their own culture a lot. It took us years before we were proud of our own food and our own culture. And I often see local guests when they come to the restaurant, I can see that they're not that keen to be experiencing our own culture. And what fills me with absolute joy is when they leave here and say, gosh, I'm so proud to be South African. And I think for me, Spiced is what I would like to bring to our community and say, let's be proud of our culture, our heritage, our food, our music, our crazy dancing. Let's just be proud of who we are. We have every right, and we should be proud of our food, history, and culture. So that's really what I'm wanting to do, and I'm wanting to showcase it to international people who are visiting and want to get a taste for our local food. I'm going to be adding some braai elements to the menu so that we can also show our visitors some braai food. But I do want people to be proud, and I think that gives me the most joy and satisfaction when I get feedback from South Africans saying, gosh, I'm really proud. I felt proud last night being at Gold. I felt proud being at Spiced and seeing what we can do. So that's really my final mission before I retire.
Well, Cindy, I must say that is a beautiful and profound message that we need to own our heritage. We need to own our legacies. And what a wonderful way then to entice the senses, embark on a culinary journey, and leave feeling proud. So, definitely a proudly South African brand is Spiced. And, putting back the sense of pride in our communities, pride in our heritage is definitely something that is so wonderful for our well-being as South Africans. We're often challenged, and our struggles continue in different ways. But to be able to own that and to have that affirmation of excellence is great work being done there. So thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us. It's been great chatting to you. And
Thank you, Jack.
thank you for all that you're doing for the gastronomic journeys that we embark on. We are always excited to experience your creativity.
Thank you very much, Janet. I've really enjoyed chatting to you. And yeah, I look forward to your visit at Spiced and maybe some cooking class with Veruza. Or you and I can get on the dance floor after dinner.
I look forward to that, and we can exercise some moves, definitely.
Get rid of
Thank you,
those sausages.
Cindy. A wonderful weekend ahead for you.
Thank you, Janet. And you.